You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. I'm really excited today to talk to Justine Dutton. She's the event manager for an amazing company based right here in Raleigh called Prime Sport. How are you doing today, Justine?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So Justine and I work together with Women in Sports and Events, also known as WISE. It's a national organization that helps to promote women in sport business. Justine, tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a key manager for a great company in the sport industry.
So this all started for me about 6 years ago when I was a junior in college, and I really had no idea what kind of career in sport you could possibly have. I was on track to be like a pharmacist, and just everything came crashing when I realized I didn't want to do that, and I just became more involved in the athletic department as I was a student athlete as well. And that's kind of how I got my start. I just started helping out wherever, whenever I could, all the time, working for free.
Well, there's no doubt that having a service mindset makes a difference in being a volunteer. What sports did you play in school?
I did track. I pole vaulted.
Okay, excellent. So, did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
After undergrad, I went to grad school at University of San Francisco, and I mean, pretty much all of the professors there were a huge influence and huge help, and really shaped me into how I've been like doing so well today. Being motivated and being in the right mindset to be in this industry.
And how about in high school? Anyone in particular?
Well, in high school, my track coach and then a pole vaulting coach, they're always there for you as an athlete and as a person, and they just truly cared and wanted the best for you.
Well, you definitely bring that spirit to WISE and how you're always making sure that we dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and take care of people. So this attention to detail, I want to probe deeper. How did you get this attention to detail and making sure that all the little things are not overlooked?
I have just kind of always been that way. You could ask any of my friends, I'm very organized. And I care. And, you know, if it's we're sending communication out to someone, or, hey, I need volunteers, they're taking time out of their day to help me in my event or whatever it may be. Like, we need to provide the most accurate, up-to-date information, and just paying attention to detail is a big part of that. And it makes you look better as a person, as an organization, and it's just something I focus on a lot.
Well, definitely shows up for sure. So there's a lot going on in the world, television, movies, books, radio. I want to ask you, is there anything in particular that moves you to tears or to laughter? Any good books or TV shows? I know right now, I know I'm a little late to this, but I was introduced to Homeland, which is a really, really powerful emotional drama around the CIA operations around the world. So I'm just wondering, what moves you to tears or to laughter?
So right now it's a fairly new show called The Bold Type. And it's a show about three young females kind of living out their dreams, getting started working in New York City. And it's just really relatable to anyone's life if you're a young woman working hard, you know, some of the disadvantages you might have as a woman. And they just relate it to a lot of things that are going on right now. and that show has a big impact on me.
So, in fact, I wanted to ask you about where you grew up. Are you from a real urban area, rural, suburbia?
I'm from the middle of nowhere in Caroline County, Virginia. I didn't have any neighbors growing up. We had chickens. We had pigs when I was little. My mom and dad still have chickens, actually. You know, there's one high school in the entire county, and you went to primary school, elementary school with half of that.
I don't know if I've ever spoken to someone who's actually, would you say, grow up in the middle of nowhere with farm animals? Do you miss that quiet time and that the lack of hustle and bustle?
Not really. I will jokingly complain to my mom that, you know, going for a 20-minute drive to get to, you know, some specific store, I'm like, oh my God, this is the furthest drive ever. Like, I don't even want to go there anymore. And I mean, living at home growing up, it takes minimum 30 minutes to get anywhere, just to get to a Walmart.
Well, that is definitely a big difference from Raleigh. And then, of course, to think about New York City. Have you ever been to the big cities? I know with your travels with work, but outside of work, do you get a chance to travel much?
Yeah. I mean, travel for work nonstop, basically, fall through spring. But I did live in San Francisco for almost 2 years when I was working on my master's degree. So that, I mean, going from home to Richmond, which is just a small city, I mean, that was a big change. And then going from there to San Francisco, and I actually lived in the city of San Francisco, I mean, that was massive, but it was great.
Definitely. One of my favorite cities. So being in the sport industry that's very, very competitive, what drives you? What keeps you going each and every day?
Honestly, I really just enjoy working and, you know, being productive and wanting to improve on, for us, like our customer experience, or on the back end, how can I do something better and more efficient and waste less time and stuff like that. And then more recently, I mean, because of WISE, really, I've been thinking more and more about, you know, you see those meetings where it's just full of men in a conference room?
Yes.
And I want to be in that room. I want to be the woman in that room.
Well, that's great. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Justine Dutton, the event manager of corporate programs for Prime Sport. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Justine Dutton. Justine, you told us a little bit about your background, where you grew up. Tell us more about Prime Sport and what you do there.
Yeah, so Prime Sport is a ticket exchange, ticketing company. We do hospitality, and then we also do travel packages. And that is the side that I focus on, is our premium travel packages to all these major sporting events. And then I primarily work with our corporate clients. So if you want to entertain some clients and you guys want to go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta this year or this coming year, I work with you and we create the exact experience that you want to have, with hotel, your tickets, your pregame, you know, the million of other parties that go on, your transportation, airport transportation, you know, anything that you could possibly think of, I work on that with our clients.
So I know the tagline is, we're committed to taking your breath away. Can you give us an idea about some of those experiences that you particularly worked on where you felt for sure you took someone's breath away?
Yeah, so a lot of those experiences would be when we are official with a partner. So whether it's NFL and Super Bowl and NCAA on Final Four stuff or PGA or USGA, we have that access to be able to, you know, there's a child that really, you know, wants to meet a pro NFL player. you know, we can make that happen. Just this past Super Bowl in Minnesota, there's a child who was a little upset with something that happened, and he was there celebrating his birthday with his grandmother. So the next day, we were able to get him to meet a pro NFL player and get a lot of pictures, and it was a really great one-on-one time, and, you know, autographs and all that good stuff.
And that certainly is very, very memorable for a young person. I know how I got excited when I got a signed letter back from Marlon Jackson of the Jackson 5. So I can imagine what it'd be like just to have met them. So tell us specifically, what are your daily activities and projects that you most enjoy?
So right now I'm working ahead on some items for Masters in Augusta. So I've been really brainstorming, like, how can we have a better gifting experience or a real VIP hospitality experience within our hospitality home. The Masters is just so different than any other event there in Augusta because it's run out of a town and everyone rents out their houses. So I've been working on that pretty much every day, and it's not even something for 2019. It's for 2020, hopefully.
Well, looking at the types of featured events, everything from the Ryder Cup, the Rose Bowl game, Super Bowls, Daytona 500, the NCAA Final Four, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, do you have a particular sport that you enjoy working with more than the other? I know you don't necessarily have a lot of time to actually enjoy the competition when you're there. I'm sure you get a peek or two, but you're there to actually work and take care of others. So is there a particular sport that you enjoy the most, or when you get a chance to, you know, put your eyes on the game a bit?
Like to watch as a fan?
Yes.
You know, I really just like being around the event itself. My favorite sport to watch would be gymnastics or, you know, some of the Olympic sports that we don't usually take guests to that aren't massive. But, I mean, I really love the golf environment and being there on the course. I think that would be my favorite.
Well, definitely one of the most picturesque. There's nothing like, even when you aren't playing well, there's nothing like walking a beautiful golf course and just the layout and the landscaping and just the design. So I can definitely understand that. And especially when you don't play very well, and that's my case. But any particular moments that left you shaking your head or wondering how blessed you are to have such a great job? Any particular celebrities you've met or experiences that you had?
It's usually when I'm on site at an event, and then I'm there just thinking, wow, I'm here at my third Super Bowl. This is insane. Usually, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I get to do this every year. And I get the once-in-a-lifetime experience for multiple events every year.
Wow, that's
so
great.
It usually hits me in the craziness of it all in the middle of an event, which is really when you need that the most.
Well, it is such a unique experience and a unique job. Did the position find you, or did you find the position? How did you actually get associated with and then employed by Prime Sports?
This found me completely. I was out in San Francisco, and, you know, I had an informational interview with someone, and I worked, like, Super Bowl 50 because of that informational interview, and then I worked COPA because of Super Bowl 50. Like, everything was kind of word of mouth, and I was recommended. And then I actually met my current boss out in Santa Clara during Copa America. I was working for Copa America, and my current boss now was there. Prime Sport was the official hospitality partner at the time, and she just kind of was like, so do you want to leave California? We're going to have a job over here soon. And I was like, well, I'm from Virginia. I'd be happy to leave California and go back to the East Coast. So that's how that happened. And it couldn't have been more perfect. I'm one state away from home now. instead of across the country. And I love it in Raleigh, and I'm so happy that Pine Sport found me, really.
Well, that's a great story, and especially for you to come back home to the East Coast. But it just, it's another example of the importance of relationships. I always mention that it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you on a favorable basis. And clearly you had good quality relationships, which led to a wonderful job at Prime Sport. We'll be right back with Justine Dutton, the event manager of corporate programs for Prime Sport. We're back with Justine Dutton, the event manager of corporate programs for Prime Sport. Justine, thanks for the overview and your background and telling us more about Prime Sport. Definitely a company that people should take a look at when considering any type of travel, any type of goal to have a really, really great experience at a major sporting event. So let's talk more about you. Are there any sport executive leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Well, I don't know if it would be too much of a surprise, but anyone that I work with that was an executive at Super Bowl 50, the host committee out in San Francisco, they're all such great leaders. I go to them if I ever needed help, and, they were all wonderful. And then here in Raleigh, Bear LaBiel with Wasserman. I really admire her. Like, she's very successful in her job. She's married, has kids, is on the road all the time, and somehow she keeps it all together and works out and takes care of herself. I talked to her about this. I'm like, how do you even do this? I'm 25. I'm single. Like, I can hardly take care of a plant, let alone anyone else. It's just goals right there.
Well, I can definitely echo Thayer LaBiel. She is an amazing sport business leader, and we're very, very fortunate to have her as a part of WISE and one of the founding members of WISE. So tell me, Justine, whose job outside of sports would you love to have if you were not working in this fast-paced, exciting, passion-filled industry? Whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
Well, if money didn't matter at all, I would love to be a scuba diving master.
All right, you've got to tell me more about that. Are you a scuba diving certified now, or where did this come about?
Yeah, I love to go diving when I can. I mean, it's not frequent by any means, but it's probably my favorite activity when I'm able to do it, which is, not much.
Any particular favorite spot where you've seen some very, very interesting and I'll say scary creatures in the ocean?
Well, the most recent dive that I went on was in Jamaica. So the really cool stuff I've been on has been on, like, vacation and not so much in the States because I haven't dove as much here. But, we saw, got to hold, like, a sea cucumber or saw a giant sea turtle.
Wow.
It's just so quiet and peaceful, and you just float around, and there's no worries in the world when you're there.
I just have this fear of not being able to have any air all of a sudden, and it would take so long to get back up, but I'm sure there's some type of emergency equipment and things to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're all trained for that. That never happens.
Okay. Well, what do you want people to remember you for after this career of helping people, gaining new contacts, making sure that fans have a wonderful experience at a sporting event? What do you want people to remember you for?
I want people to know that I care. I care about people. I care about our clients. I care about my friends, my family, my coworkers, which are also my friends. I mean, you have to be friends with your coworkers when you're working almost all the time. But, I work hard. I don't just half do anything. It's it's all the way, or, I mean, why even do it? But that also goes to, like, how much I do truly care about my job and the surrounding people that are affected by that, by my actions.
Well, that is certainly something that I've seen, observed, and felt in how you take care of the women of WISE and how you take care of your clients at Prime Sport. Thanks again for spending time today. Justine Dutton, the Event Manager of Corporate Programs for Prime Sport. You've been listening to If You Only Knew with Dr.